is if I, as a man, in the year 2024, a young man, if I say, you know what, guys, whether you be above, below me in age, doesn't matter, it's not relevant. If I say to you, hey, guys, you know what? You should go out there and you should sow those royal oats. You should go out there, sleep with X number of women so that the first woman who gives you a nice gulp, glug, glug 5,000 snobs all over your salami paws, or somebody who gives you that really good punani, you don't want to immediately wife her up because you got to make sure that you look at the whole package. You don't just jump in. You're not just like, oh, hell yeah, she swallowed my kids. I'm going to marry this woman right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, before we get into the main topic of today, that being what Christians get wrong about relationships, today's not a good day. It's not a good day for me, and it shouldn't be a good day for you. Reason being, I check the news pretty much every single day. Why? I mean, you could call me an addict. You could say that I'm obsessed with the news. I'm addicted to bad news. I mean, you could say whatever you want. The fact of the matter is, when I look at my news feed and I see that the animals, and I mean that very poignantly, the animals in Hamas wasted all the hostages in Gaza before the Israeli troops could save them. Not a good day for the world. Really not. I don't understand how these people of my generation, these Gen Z morons, how they can support these disgusting vermin. I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad. We're what? A minute into the show and I'm getting mad already. Let me slow down. How are you doing? How was your long weekend? Is it good? Good. I'm glad. Welcome back to the show. I think we should start out with a nice mellow intro. Now that I've gotten a little bit of my anger out of the way, start being nice and calm, collected. We don't want to scare any women who might come to this channel, guys. We don't want to scare them by acting like men and having raw emotion. No. We don't want to do that because that might be scary. They might think of us as being in a wrong light. And speaking of wrong lights, you know what? I think what we need to do, we need to talk about Christian relationships and what they get wrong. Now, I want to backtrack to the past for a second, okay? I grew up in the Christian church. Non-denominational Christian church was my home for a very long time. And what I find very interesting, my friends, is if I, as a man, in the year 2024, a young man, if I say, you know what, guys, whether you be above, below me in age, doesn't matter, it's not relevant. If I say to you, hey, guys, you know what? You should go out there and you should sow those royal oats. You should go out there, sleep with X number of women so that the first woman who gives you a nice gulp, glug, glug 5,000 snobs all over your salami paws, or somebody who gives you that really good punani, you don't want to immediately wife her up because you got to make sure that you look at the whole package. You don't just jump in. You're not just like, oh, hell yeah, she swallowed my kids. I'm going to marry this woman right now. Gives you that perspective. If I, as a man, even a Christian man, if I say that, oh, dude, this guy is a terrible sinner, man. You don't want to listen to this guy. This guy is, he's a heretic. You don't want to listen to that guy. Meanwhile, they're letting the girls go out there and they're encouraging it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The society's out there telling women to do that. Oh, yeah. Go out there. Find Tyrone. Find Pookie. Find Ray Ray. Go get that Chad. Yeah. Go out there and get all the Johnson you can. And then you can, you know, get settled down, you know, when you're 30. Who cares, you know? Just shame them. Just gaslight them. You know what? It's all good. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I'm not down with that. And the reason is, I don't understand how you don't see it as this.
This is the worst kind of discrimination. The kind against me.
Because it's discrimination, plain and simple. If anybody wants to sit here and tell me, oh, Austin, you know, men shouldn't be going out here sleeping around. Why? Not because they want to just do it to do it. No, there's a purpose. There's a method to the madness that we speak of here. You know, the only way, if you look at Levitican law, which is the Pentateuch, the Torah, you know, what all Abrahamic religions are based off of. If you look in the Levitican law, nobody was supposed to have sex before marriage. If we really want to get, I know a lot of Christians hate the Old Testament. They say it's old news, it's not relevant unless they want to, you know, cherry pick here and there to add to the New Testament. But I disagree. And so when I look at the Levitican law and it says that you're not supposed to have sex before marriage, I say, you know what? That's a good idea. But you know what they leave out that really ruins the whole thing? Oh, I'll tell you. It was that they got married from the point where they hit puberty to about age 18. That's when they got married in the Levitican days. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? You thought that you were supposed to just live till 25 to 30 being a virgin? Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You lied to me.
Yeah, no, sorry, man. Even if you do that as a guy, women aren't doing that. I don't care what lie they tell you. I don't care how they gaslight you into not even wanting to ask the question. It's not true. Think about it like this. Let's flip the script for 2 seconds, okay? He was a dude. We're getting attention from all these chicks all the time, no matter what you were doing, whether it was online, whether it was in person. Do you honestly think that you would just sit there and be like, nah, man, all these women are throwing themselves at me. Some of them very attractive. They're all throwing themselves at me, and I'm just going to turn every single one of them down. Probably wouldn't do that, would you? Of course not. That's what women have, dude. I swear, some of y'all need to make a Tinder, a Bumble, a Hinge, and I don't care if you get a picture of your sister's hand or your mother's arm and you put that on Tinder, you will get matches and likes out the wazoo with a name like Kayla or Maddie. You're going to immediately get like, boom, so many different matches from all these thirsty dudes in your DMs. Instantly overnight. You don't believe me? Go out and try it. You don't believe me? Please go try it right now. I'm not making this up. So this is where Christians get this wrong. They think that because this says it in the scripture, that it's just supposed to be that way. They're leaving out the fact that if unless both sides stay clear to that, there's an enormous imbalance that's only going to hurt the party that is being left out, in which case is going to be men. They are going to be left out in the cold. They're going to not have as much experience as their female counterparts, which is going to be used against them because that's just how life works. Think about it like this. If you was a dude, if you're used to getting amazing sex, I'm not talking about average, I'm talking about great sex. And then all of a sudden you get with this one chick, she can't go down on you. She can't do anything but just like lay there and not do jack, right? And she's like, ouchie, 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 ouchie. She can't do anything, right? You're going to be like, what? You're joking, right?
What?
She's going to be like, you're joking, right? You're probably going to be turned off by that. It's the same thing with dudes. He's going to go out here and get ramrodded by Tyrone, by Ronnie, Tyrone, Chad, Pookie, you name it. Dude's got more, he's got more size than you. He can go longer than you. He can do all this shit. And then you're going to marry this woman and your 5-stroke special is going to be enough? No, it's not. And the fact of the matter is, this is what older men don't tell young men about marriage, especially in the church. They won't do it. Why? Oh, that's crude. It's inappropriate. We don't want to talk about that. It's inappropriate. It's not polite conversation. I don't care if it's polite conversation. I care about it because it's relevant. I wish I'd been told this, but you're not told this. Why? Because A, most men won't accept it, and B, because they want to pretend like even if it's real, you can overcome it by doing X, Y, or Z thing, which if you look at the data, the divorce statistics data, the body count data, it's not adding up. And I don't understand why this is not a bigger topic. The problem is a lot of Christian men think that because the Christian women go to Sunday school in a sundress, or they go to the sanctuary in a sundress on Sundays, that they're not getting their guts rearranged by Tyrone on Saturday or on Tuesday night at 2 o'clock in the morning, because it's happening. And you being mad at me or disagreeing with me is not going to change anything. I know you don't want to believe this. I know a lot of you believe it now, but you didn't believe it back in the day. Why? Because you didn't want to. You wanted to believe that your girl was different. The girl you liked was different. The girls at your church were different, but they're not. Why? Because this is all part of the cultural dynamics that have shifted. This is all part of the game, my friends. I'm not sitting here and telling you anything that you probably haven't heard before. But the problem is, if you are a church-going guy, you haven't heard this before. You want to look over at your girlfriend, you want to look over at your wife, and you want to pretend like it's not, I'm not talking about her. But the problem is, you don't know. Why? Because you didn't ask, number one. And because even if she told you, you would not want to accept it as being the truth. Tell me I'm lying. You wouldn't want to accept it. And because of that, you'd rather get angry at me. You'd rather get angry at guys like myself on this side of the internet. You'd rather get mad at the guys who watch this channel. You'd rather get mad at us instead of looking in the mirror and saying, you need to accept the realities of life. You need to accept that because the church is not what it once was, that because we have been so indoctrinated over the last 40, 50 years from feminism from the 1960s and 70s, the world is not the same place. And you must accept this to move forward. But the problem is, men want to go to church and they want to pretend like, oh, because they wear a sundress and they have a Bible in their hands, that all of a sudden they're immune to all this bullshit. And the answer is no, they are not. They are not. If they're posting bikini pictures at the beach with their friends, they're not different. If they're going out to parties, they're not different. If they're going out to the bar, the club, the line dancing, they're not necessarily different. If they smoke weed, they're not different. If they have multiple boyfriends, multiple fiancés, they are not different. If they have an STD, they're not different. Do I need to keep going down the list? Because I'll keep going down the list. Because y'all hard-headed men need to hear this shit. You need to hear this because you don't want to accept that this is true. Or maybe you have. And if you have, sit back and enjoy the show because you've taken a leap that most men don't have the guts to do. Most men don't want to hear this. In the same way that if I got on here and I said, hello, ladies. Today we're going to talk about how you can please your man, how you can have a better marriage, how you can do things for your husband. Immediately, they turn the channel. They're not listening. Versus if I got up here and I said, yeah, you know what? This patriarchy is oppressing all of you, and you need to go out there and fight for your rights and get that abortion and do this and do that and vote for Kamala Harris. They'd be like, oh my God, this guy is brilliant. This guy is the best. I got to subscribe right now. I don't do that. Why? Because good medicine tastes lousy. And I'm not a quack who gives you the cotton candy flavored cough syrup that doesn't do jack besides taste good. I'm out here trying to give you the medicine that I took, that other men in my life have taken and have made them better men. They're not angry. Don't mistake my passion for anger. If I was angry, I'd be cursing at the women. I'd be cursing at the men. I'm not angry. I'm passionate because I want you to avoid some of the pitfalls I myself have had. You think I discovered this overnight? No, sir, I did not. When I first heard this message, I thought it was a bunch of garbage. I didn't listen to it. I didn't want to hear it. I kept going and saying, that ain't me, not my girl, not going to happen. And guess what? I was wrong every time until I realized, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe I need to change my perspective because whatever I'm doing is not working. So I need to fix it. If I'm the common denominator here, something is wrong with what I'm doing. I don't care if it's 10% or 100%, something ain't working. And then when I look at the Old Testament and I look at the fact of the matter, or even we can go to the New Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. When we look at Paul and he talks about why husbands should love their wives the way Christ loved the church, he was living in a society where you could beat the crap out of your wife and nobody gave a shit. Nobody sat there and was like, oh my God, I gotta call the cops on this dude. No, nobody cared. You could do whatever the hell you wanted and no one could do anything about it. Why? Because she was basically just your property. You could do whatever the hell you wanted and nobody did anything about it. You could afford to be a monster, so when you weren't, that was virtuous. Today, if you even raise your voice, it's 911 already. You already know it. Immediately, the cops are getting called, and your ass is, you're going to jail. Game over. You know it. Some of you have experienced this in your divorce. Some of you experienced this in a nasty breakup. You know this to be true. I don't need to remind you of what you already know. Problem is, people think that if you go to church, you are immune to all of this circus level crap. And the answer is no, you are not. You must accept reality whether you want to or not, because it ain't going anywhere. Now, you might have a slightly different experience. That's great. However, you're taking one example for 50,000 and saying that because of that, it's not relevant. Do what you want. It's your life. Do what you want. Just be aware that if you try to do this, you are playing with fire that could burn the entire kindling, which is your life. And be aware of that. My friends, I would love to hear from you about how you were lied to when you were younger, whether it was by society, church, school, parents, peers, you name it, politicians. I'd love to hear it because this is a relevant conversation to a lot of men who think that because they're religious that this doesn't apply to them. They think that if they just go to church and date the nice looking girl in the sundress who has the Bible and the cross necklace that they're gonna be immune to the circus, but they're not. They are not immune to this. And the fact of the matter is, Sun Tzu said in The Art of War that unless you know yourself and your enemy, you cannot hold the key to victory. And a lot of men are turning their backs for the Brutus to stab them. And it's not going to happen right away. It's going to happen over time because you're never the first choice. There are always other options out there. So you got to ask yourself, why you and what does she have to gain by being with you? Because she wouldn't be with you if there was nothing to gain by being with you. These are all important aspects you are overlooking in the name of love, because a lot of men want to be loved when women are in business. We must understand this if we wish to survive. My friends, again, I'd love to hear from you. How has religion, how have politicians, how has society, school, and whatnot led you to make bad decisions when it came to women thinking you were immune because of X, Y, or Z reason? Let me know. Let other men know that they're not alone if they struggle with the same thing. My friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know what you think. We need to share and compare notes on this issue and many, many others to come. Take care. I'm out of here. Peace.